With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A major mine waste cleanup in Central Butte is entering a new phase, MTPR's Nick Mott reports.
After years of debate on how to handle heaps of mine waste just outside the city's civic center, work began on the Parrott tailings in 2018. All that waste is left behind from a smelter that ran in Butte for about two decades in the late 1800s. The tailings themselves contain arsenic, lead, zinc, and cadmium. They can leach into the city's creeks, which are headwaters to the Clark Fork and eventually Columbia Rivers. The second phase of the tailings removal starts in February. At a public meeting on Wednesday evening, Jim Ford with the state's Natural Resource Damage Program discussed what the new phase means for the city.
This area has been a problem for surface water and the creeks for well over a century.
Intermountain Construction Services of Butte will move about 310,000 cubic yards of mine waste and slag. That's in addition to the nearly 400,000 cubic yards of contamination removed in the first phase of the project. Combined, that's the equivalent of more than 200 Olympic swimming pools full of toxic waste. This second phase of the program will cost about $8.7 million and is expected to end in 2022. The project is separate from the city's $150 million consent decree signed last year to clean up other mine waste in and around the city. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.